We are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Holly Bailey, White House correspondent for Newsweek magazine. For the March 9th edition of Newsweek, she wrote Obama's Pelosi problem in terms of how Nancy Pelosi, the House Speaker, is actually aggravating in some ways the Obama administration and its efforts to forge a bipartisan consensus on key issues. And Holly, thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, glad to be with you.
There's a couple different theories that you talk about here. One's that Pelosi's trying to preserve the independence of the legislative branch of our government, so it's not just a rubber stamp, even for a president of her own party. And another of it looks like she's kind of making sure that she just doesn't get walked over personally. It's kind of a pride or an ego thing. What seems to be more the case?
Well, I think it's actually just a mixture of both. I mean, you know, it's people coming into Washington, I think, always think that, you know, when a president has, members of his party controlling Congress, then that means it's going to be a perfect relationship. But the fact is, you know, if you look back in time, even with President George W. Bush, he had problems with the Republican Congress when the Republicans were in control. What is happening here is, you know, Nancy Pelosi has been someone that was credited for bringing the Democrats, you know, basically leading them out of the wilderness these past few years. She was, you know, figured very prominently in how they came back to power and claimed majority again in Congress. And so I think part of it is that, you know, she had to get used to not being, I guess, the number one person here in Washington anymore. But at the same time, you know, she is right. I mean, Congress is a separate branch of government, and, you know, she doesn't want to be just, you know, simply a rubber stamp for the president.
And you mentioned in the article that Obama did want Republican input on the stimulus bill and other legislation. Pelosi wasn't really interested in that, saying that they won, and so they can pretty much forge the bill that they want. Is this really frustrating to Obama, or as long as the Congress passes what he wants them to pass in principle, he's going to be okay with this?
Well, I think, you know, that it is. It's a bit of a two-way street there. I mean, on one hand, you know, they are the Democrats are in control of Congress. They are passing the legislation that he wants, and they're good advocates for him. But at the same time, he was elected and campaigned on, you know, being a different kind of politician and bringing change to Washington and sort of trying to end this partisan rankership that's, you know, dominated Washington for years and years. And so it's not really helpful to his message whenever, you know, he's reaching out to Republicans trying to get Republican votes. Yet, you know, Republicans, you know, seem to have this problem with Pelosi and you know, getting input on those bills. So, but I think also there's a little bit of good cop, bad cop going on here. On one hand, you know, Nancy Pelosi can sort of stake out a position on the left, and sort of, you know, rally Democrats who don't necessarily want to see Republicans get a chance to put their input in bills because they view, you know, the last 8 years as being devastating. But on the other, and that allows, you know, Barack Obama to sort of stake out this middle ground. And, you know, that's what he campaigned on. So, you know, it's a little bit of two ways there.
So he looks like the adult in the room when all the squabbling's going on up on Capitol Hill. Holly, a decade or so ago, the Democrats were very successful to some extent in demonizing Newt Gingrich. Even though the Republicans held on to their majority, Gingrich's authority in Washington waned and he only spent a couple terms as House Speaker. Does Pelosi worry that she's going to become the lightning rod for all sorts of criticism, and that even though she can kind of rule with an iron fist now, that her rule could be short-lived if she doesn't at least extend a little bit of an olive branch?
Well, I think she's not really worried about that right now. I mean, I think, you know, she knows that she has become, you know, the sort of the villain number one for the Republicans, and there's no question. I mean, Republicans, it's hard for them to go after Barack Obama, who has, you know, nearing 70% approval rating. So Pelosi, you know, like most members of Congress, doesn't have very high approval ratings. So clearly you can see their attack line against her, and she's willing to sort of take on that role for Obama, take the punches that he can't take. But at the same time, you know, it probably is going to have to be a concern because, you know, again, you know, as you mentioned, Newt Gingrich was villainized and thrown out. I think if Democrats, that's partly the reason that she wants to know when the White House is talking to Democrats, she's not going to be triangulated in some way.
Do you get the sense that this is a relationship that's improving or declining as the time goes on and they actually have to do the work?
Well, you know, I think they're friends and they work together and they have more in common than they don't have in common. But, you know, as we mentioned in the piece, they're almost sort of like frenemies because, you know, she can be a pain if she wants to be for him. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to watch that relationship.
Holly, fascinating stuff. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Holly Bailey is White House correspondent for Newsweek magazine. Her article, Obama's Pelosi Problem, is in the current edition of Newsweek. That does it for this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of Radio America. Thanks to executive producer Jim Roberts. I'm Greg Corumbus. Remember to check us out at dateline.radioamerica.org. And remember to join us back here at this time tomorrow for the next Dateline Washington.